Most Americans are repelled by the mere notion of homosexuality. The CBS News survey shows that 2 out of 3 Americans look upon homosexuals with disgust, discomfort, or fear. 1 out of 10 says hatred.
America was not the way it was 5 minutes ago, 10 years ago, 50 years ago. It is much different. Much different.
You know, I refer to homosexual marriage as sodomy-based marriage. This is a marriage, pseudo-marriage. It's counterfeit marriage, fake marriage. And it is rooted in the act of sodomy, which was a felony offense everywhere in the United States of America. Everywhere in the United States, it was a felony offense, capital offense, a lot of places.
I'm announcing today a change of heart on an issue that a lot of people feel strongly about. It has to do with gay couples' opportunity to marry.
You have to understand where we were at the beginning of the decade. On January 1st, 2010, only 5 states had legalized same-sex marriage.
Wow.
And more than 2 dozen had explicit bans on gay marriage.
My record in Congress for over 6 years shows my commitment to fighting for LGBTQ equality.
We today passed the Equality Act.
The Equality Act has the support of a majority of the American people in every state.
There's people out there, they think they're great, they think they're moral, they think they're godly, and God looks at them and says, you're filthy, you're disgusting, you're vile. When God looks at America, he's not thinking, oh, I'm going to bless this country. He's saying you're disgusting and vile and wicked and ungodly. That's how God thinks about America today. But you know what? A lot of you in this room today are deceived. And you know what? You're deceived by the sodomites.
What does the Bible say, my friend? But you've been deceived tonight. You've been lied to. And you don't even know what the Bible says anymore.
And if you think that a faggot is normal, you're deceived. Time to rip some face. Why are all these Baptists standing up and saying these freaks should go back to hell? Go back to the closet. Put a bullet in your head. Why aren't they saying it?
It's time to call a faggot, a transvestite, a disgusting dog.
No homos will ever be allowed on this church as long as I'm the pastor here. Never!
Is the law of the Lord perfect or is it not? It's perfect. And what did he say? Put them to death.
You know, people say like, well, aren't you sad that 50 sodomites died? Here's the problem with that. It's like the equivalent of asking me, you know, what if you asked me, hey, are you sad that 50 pedophiles were killed today? No, I think that's great. I think that helps society. You know, I think Orlando, Florida is a little safer tonight. Now that 50, you know, the tragedy is that more of them didn't die. I mean, the tragedy is I'm kind of upset that he didn't finish the job because these people are predators.
And it looks like we just got the media here filming me. Hey, get a good shot of this. Let me give you a little quote for the evening news, buddy. Let me tell you something. I hate all homos and I wish they would all die.
It's reprobate, and AIDS is a curse sent from God. It's a curse sent from God. You say, well, you shouldn't say that. Well, don't you say it. I will. It's my turn.